Julie Minella is from the Minnell Chemical Senses Institute. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Tell us about this study which you've done on mothers who are breastfeeding but smoking as well.
Well, there really hasn't been a lot of research on the consequences of smoking while you're breastfeeding. And so there have been changes in policy here, and one of the questions that we had, well, what are some of the short-term effects? And what we found is that if a mother smokes 1 to 2 cigarettes and breastfeeds the baby, even within the few hours after breastfeeding, we find drastic differences in the baby's sleeping patterns. The babies sleep less, they wake up from their nap sooner, and the greater the disruption in the sleep was correlated with how much nicotine the baby ingested.
When you say the baby slept less, how much less? Was it a significant amount?
Yes. What we did is we looked at the baby on 2 days. One day their mothers refrained from smoking, and one day the mother smoked, and not in the presence of the baby. And we found that the amount of times the baby slept was reduced by almost a half hour in just that 3.5 hour period.
So that's a reduction of, if you look at in 3 hours, half hour out of that, that's a good 40%, isn't it?
Sure.
So if the babies are sleeping 40% less, are they catching up some other time in the day?
That's a great question that we don't have the answer to. One of the interesting things is mothers who breastfeed and smoke, babies are, there's been a number of studies that show that they're more colicky and more active, and maybe this is one of the consequences of the nicotine exposure. We don't have the answers for cigarettes, but what we do know is we also get sleep disruptions. Alcohol is also transmitted to human milk. And what we can learn from those studies, if the mother doesn't continue to drink, the babies do compensate for it later on in the night. But the key is that the baby doesn't have to, can't be exposed to nicotine again.
Now, I think there have been some studies that have shown that if you are exposed to nicotine as a young baby, there's an association with having learning difficulties or behavioral problems later on in life. Is that correct?
Yeah, and most of those studies were looking at the relationship between nicotine exposure during pregnancy and then learning disabilities during childhood. There's been very few studies that have really factored in the exposure during breastfeeding. One of the things is that mothers can reduce the amount of nicotine that the baby's exposed to by timing it. So unlike that which occurs during pregnancy, babies would sleep less. One of the, getting back to your question, though, about learning disabilities, one of the functions of sleep is for memory consolidation and the forming of new memories. And so disruptions in sleep may be the mechanisms underlying that.
There's quite a significant difference in the amount of sleep they're getting, though. Do you actually think if you did this on large numbers of people, you'd see this effect maintained?
Pardon?
Well, you looked at quite a small number. You looked at 15 mothers, didn't you? So do you think that that's a small enough or a big enough number to draw conclusions from?
Well, what this study is a what one calls a within subject. So you look at each baby on the day that their mothers don't smoke and compare it to when they did. So that's quite a powerful design. We know that there are colicky problems in infants. We know that nicotine is a known stimulant that has effects on sleep in adults. And so this is really consistent with a large body of research, but is now, when you think of the infant, you would even expect even a greater effect because they don't have the liver is not as mature and they're not able to break down the nicotine as well. So I would say that it's consistent with a large body of literature and also a literature in other animals that shows that nicotine is a stimulant and disrupts sleep.
If the mothers are kind of addicted to nicotine, would they be behaving differently if they haven't had cigarettes to when they had, and would that affect the babies at all?
Good question. Hasn't been a lot of research on that at all, so I don't have the answer to that one for you.
And do you think that because these babies are being exposed to nicotine, that as you've shown it, in large amounts in breast milk, that this makes those children more likely to go on and smoke when they get older?
I like to think of it the opposite way too. Just like with alcohol, with nicotine, not every child of a mother who smokes or drinks is going to become a smoker or a drinker. What is it about, what are the roles of early experience that put one child on one trajectory and the other? We don't have the answers to that. But I would add is that unlike that which occurs during pregnancy, A lactating mother can minimize the amount of exposure her baby gets to nicotine if she does smoke. And so that's part of the goal, too, in talking about the research, is to get that type of information out there.
So what should if a lady wants to breastfeed, because we don't want to put people off from breastfeeding because we know that has the best outcome for babies, the best thing to do. So what should a woman do if she wants to be able to smoke and breastfeed her baby with the minimum risk?
I couldn't agree with you more, and I want to state that over and over. Breastfeeding is the ideal way to not only feed but to nurture infants. So if a mother is smoking, what's interesting is women tend to cut down or actually stop smoking when they're pregnant, only to start creeping up back again later. The number one thing is try not to start smoking again. Having a husband who smokes contributes to the relapse, so I think father's got to take some responsibility here. And there really has been very little research on what's the most effective intervention to meet the needs of mothers for smoking cessation. The second thing is minimize the baby's exposure. Don't smoke in the baby's presence in confined areas like the car and in a home where the windows are closed. And also, what I want to tell them was what the time course is. When you smoke a cigarette, the nicotine levels in your milk are going to peak around a half hour to an hour and a half after you smoke. And then by 3 hours, they're going to really be at low levels. So you want to try to time your breastfeeds to minimize the baby's exposure. So wait a couple hours after you smoke. You can imagine just breastfeeding the baby and then having a cigarette if the baby breastfeeds every 3-4 hours.
Thanks, Julie.
Oh, my pleasure.
A wonderful story. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Julie Minella. She's from the Minnell Chemical Senses Centre. And this is Chris and Dave, and it's The Naked Scientists. And if you have any science questions for us, or you just want to say hi, email chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.